Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caravu, joined by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden. We're talking some Packers football. We are talking Brett Favre today. The latest news from the Green Bay Packers, the Packers have no plans to retire Brett Favre's jersey during the 2014 season. That coming to various media reports that were privy to a press conference with team president Mark Murphy on Thursday, in addition to the annual financial report of the Green Bay Packers being released. But that is probably getting less attention than the news that the Packers have no plans to retire Brett Favre's jersey during the 2014 season, a topic that's been debated about for years and apparently will continue for at least another year. Just to give a little background here and to provide some direct information from Mark Murphy here, during a press conference call, whatever it was that happened, this is what Mark Murphy was quoted as saying, and we've got the links here at Cheesehead TV. If you just go look through our archives, you know, right at the bottom right-hand corner of your screen is our latest posts. But here's the, as quoted by Bill Huber of Packer Report, and you can probably find this, you know, this wasn't, you know, an exclusive. This was reported by, you know, any news outlet that's been, you know, that covers, is credentialed to cover the Packers. But anyway, here's the quote from Murphy. Quote, this is referring to the Brett Favre being his reaction he might get in Green Bay at a jersey retirement ceremony. Quote, that is an issue. He doesn't want to get booed, and neither do we. He wouldn't want to come back and get booed. You can't control 80,750 people. I really think as time goes on, every year that passes, it's less likely that he would get booed, but that is an issue. End quote. That coming from Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy. So I guess, you know, obviously the question of the day here is, would you boo Brett Favre during a jersey retirement ceremony in Green Bay? By all means, feel free to throw out your responses on the live blog. Feel free, if you want to, call into the show today. As usual, I have left the number there. It is area code 347. What is it off the top of my head? 347-903-5994. If you want to call in and share your thoughts on whether or not you would boo Brett Favre during a jersey retirement ceremony. And I'll try to read through some of the tweets as well. In fact, if you're watching the live version of the show on live stream, you can probably actually see a little bit of my tweet deck, but some of the responses that I received, here's one. You've got to think that if they do it a year from now or 5 years from now, there will be some people that will boo. That coming from Nick at Nation 1984 on Twitter. Tim Strand on Twitter says, no, time heals wounds like these. Bring them back in the fold, celebratory fashion. And from UCSB 616 on Twitter, no, you would look like a crazy person still mad at the guy 6 years later. It's in the past. Bring them back. From Neil's tweets on Twitter, 3 years ago, absolutely. Now I realize what he meant to the franchise, and welcome him back sooner or later. So the reaction on Twitter, mostly positive in that most people would not boo Brett Favre despite a fear. And I wonder where this fear is coming from. Is it coming from the Packers organization? Is it coming from Favre? Is that his hesitancy to come back to Green Bay because he doesn't want to get booed? Or is he, and he's expressed that to the Packers? Or is it the Packers that they don't want that on, you know, presumably national television? The guy who's getting his jersey being retired, or, you know, perhaps both cases, both parties don't want that to happen, which could certainly be the case. You know, my thought is, and I've gone through this before, I am not a fan of Brett Favre. You know, I think he's a skeeve. I think he left the Packers organization about on the worst terms you could possibly do so. You know, really just forcing his way out of Green Bay. I don't care for Brett Favre. I've said, and I, to this day, I mean, I don't care. I could care less if the Packers ever retire his jersey. You know, put him in the Hall of Fame, Pro Football Hall of Fame, the team's Hall of Fame, and that means he gets his name up on the Ring of Honor. Sure. You know, by all means. I think that kind of honors, you know, what you did on the field being put into a Hall of Fame, or should. I think that, you know, a jersey retirement is an even greater honor, and I think it should have something to do with the way you conduct yourself away from the field. And I don't think that Brett Favre is worthy of that, you know, from the way he left Green Bay to this whole, you know, sexual harassment thing from when he was with the Jets. The lawsuit settled out of court. It's just totally turned me off to Brett Favre. I don't like the guy. That being said, I realize that that is probably my minority opinion. That being said, if there was a jersey retirement ceremony, despite my, you know, being against it, I would not boo. I would politely cheer. I wouldn't go wild. But I mean, okay. I mean, I probably wouldn't go wild for anyone. If I was there the day, you know, Bart Starr at his jersey retired, I would have politely clapped as well. It's just not in my nature to go overboard wild for anyone, really. Not at 34 years old, I guess. You know, I would politely cheer, clap for Brett Favre. You know, I'm just, it's far enough, I suppose, in the past where I would not boo him. And you know, that's, you know, how I feel about it. So, you know, I guess, you know, like Murphy says, you can't control 80,000 some people. Yeah, I do think there would be people who would boo Brett Favre. I don't know. You know, I would think they would be in the minority at this point in time. But, I mean, they would exist. Be interesting to see, you know, what percentage, you know, would boo Brett Favre as to wouldn't. I mean, I suppose if you're at the game, it would just be a guess anyway as to trying to figure out what portion of the stadium is booing and which is not. But, you know, apparently, according to these reports, the Packers have not ruled out Brett Favre coming back for a game, being in attendance at a game sometime this season. And you know, but no formal ceremony honoring him is being planned at this time. You'll remember that Mark Murphy at one point talked about actually trying to bring Favre back to a game last season, but Favre was kind of coaching a high school football team in Mississippi at the time, which actually qualified for the state championship. So he was kind of busy and couldn't come back to Green Bay on that particular weekend they must have talked about, or I don't know if it was in the playoffs and the run up to the championship, whatever. But, it, you know, Murphy has said the Packers many times have been in communication with Brett Favre and that there's good communication with them. And I don't know, maybe the first step into bringing Favre back is, you know, just bringing him back for a game and get him back into the fold in Green Bay. It wasn't long ago where Favre did that interview. I think it was on Sirius XM Radio that he said, you know, he hasn't even been back to Green Bay except when he played with the Minnesota Vikings. He hasn't even been back to Green Bay since that time. Despite owning a business in Green Bay, Brett Favre's Steakhouse, you know, he has yet to even come back to the city. And maybe that's the first step, is just coming back. You know, I see here on the live blog a couple thoughts. Eric Young Smith says, he was a self-important, self-indulgent, just plain selfish. John says, that's the part that I look at, what he did for the Packers. I can't just throw away his career with the Packers for the way it ended. Jeremy Vanderlinden says, I wouldn't boo, my wife would, though. So there you go. There's a few more thoughts on our live blog as to thoughts on the Green Bay Packers. But getting back to the point here about, you know, bringing back Brett Favre step by step, you know, seeing as he hasn't even been back to the city, maybe the first step is just coming back to a game, being introduced. Maybe everybody gets their boos out of the way during just a game he comes back. Say, you know, let's say he just comes back this season at a game and he's announced at halftime, you know, at several times they have alumni back. Don't they have alumni weekend for the Green Bay Packers? And he's out there at halftime and they acknowledge him. They don't honor him, but they acknowledge him. And maybe he gets booed then and everybody just gets their boos out of the way. Maybe that's the case. Maybe that's what'll happen. And then by the time a jersey retirement comes, you know, that's then, you know, people, they're over it. You know, it would behoove Brett Favre to start getting back in the good graces of Green Bay Packers fans, something he hasn't really done, you know, in these past few years. And maybe we saw an inkling of that earlier this week, and we posted this here at Cheesehead TV. Just earlier this week, Brett Favre, you know, he kind of works with that social media site Score, and he had written a letter. I don't know if it was a letter. He wrote a missive supporting the Hall of Fame candidacy of Jerry Kramer, former Green Bay Packers Lombardi-era offensive lineman Jerry Kramer, and which was a nice gesture. And maybe that's a start for Brett Favre there, kind of getting back into the good graces of fans. And he's, you know, kind of said things here and there that... Didn't he say, you know, he probably didn't handle it the best when he left the organization in 2008? I think he's acknowledged that. But at the same time, I think he acknowledged or said the organization didn't handle it the best, or both parties didn't handle it the best. So I don't know how much, you know, how much he's willing to take on personally. But it would help if he would, you know, somehow represent the Packers and get back into the team's good graces. I think that would start minimizing the boos. If, let's say, you know, he appears at a Vikings game. Don't the Packers have some nationally televised game against the Vikings on a Thursday night this year? Isn't that what it is? One of those CBS Thursday night games, I think, early in the season. You know, if he were to appear at that game, that would, you know, maybe... you know, start getting people back on his side a little bit. Maybe he would record some sort of, you know, intro to the show saying "Go Pack, Go" or something like that. That would air on national television, a pre-recorded type of thing. You know, and especially if that would happen in a Vikings game against the team he played for. Boy, I mean, all these things. Couldn't you imagine that? People would be smiling. Even I would smile if all of a sudden the opening to Thursday Night Football had a pre-recorded version of Brett Favre saying, "Go Pack, go, let's beat the Vikings." Even something that lasted 3 seconds long like that, that would make me smile. And you know, kind of putting, you know, things in the past, letting bygones be bygones, I guess. But it is what it is. You know, I'm not making this up. Obviously, it's this came from the mouth of Mark Murphy that there is worry that Brett Favre would be booed. So, and that's what, you know, I think in the world of the Green Bay Packers, that's what people are talking about right now, seeing as a representative from the organization had put this out there and discussed it. And now it's being in media reports, you know, as far as, you know, worldwide, as far as the internet reaches. So anyway, there you go. There's the latest on the continuing Brett Favre saga as Brett Favre's world turns, or whatever soap opera we are in here at Railbird Central. So that concludes your Brett Favre discussion for the day. In other Green Bay Packers news, the reason Mark Murphy met with the media to begin with yesterday, Thursday, the release of the annual Packers financial report in advance of the annual shareholders meeting that'll be held, what is it, July 24th, I believe, something like that. They always release the results of the financial records to the media ahead of time. And they did so yesterday. Why they do that, why they release it to the media ahead of time, I'm not exactly sure, but they do it anyway. Basically, the gist of it is that the Packers saw record revenue in the past fiscal year, but saw a decrease in profits. They still turned a profit. They just saw a decrease from the previous season, more or less due to some huge contracts being paid out in the past fiscal year. So, you know, as far as the Packers pulling in money, they're doing it at a record pace, you know, and I think a lot of it in the past fiscal year, you know, had to do with the expansion of Lambeau Field, adding nearly 7,000 more seats in the south end zone, and you know, everything that goes along with it, from more parking, more concessions, more in-game sales, all those kind of things that come along with 7,000 more seats. They brought in more money. So, I mean, that was a big reason why they had record revenue in the past fiscal year. But, you know, there was a something like, here we go. They're quoting directly from the Packers website here, Mike Spofford of Packers.com. But because of these big contracts, as a result, the Packers' profit from operations dropped from $54.3 million a year ago to $25.6 million this year. Goes on to say net income dropped from $43.1 million to $25.3 million, end quote. You know, and this has to do largely with, because of two players, I mean, not solely here, but, you know, Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews, both, you know, the Packers probably they're the two faces of the franchise more than any other two players currently. They both had contract extensions in the same season last year. And more than anything, you know, it was the exorbitant signing bonuses they received that resulted in a lot of, you know, money going to them up front. And you know, it's, you know, they also had Morgan Burnett you know, who is a, you know, free agent signing last year, and several others as well, all contribute to this. But by and large, the majority of this reason was to, you know, more or less the signing bonuses of Rodgers and Matthews. Aaron Rodgers' signing bonus was $35 million last year. How would you like a payday for that? You know, if you're a player and you receive your weekly paychecks as a salary, you know, they're spaced week after week over the course of a season. But a signing bonus, that is money up front. Aaron Rodgers got $35 million the moment he put pen to paper, signed that contract. $35 million, minus taxes, of course. But, I mean, still, that is still one heck of a nice payday. Clay Matthews got a $20.5 million signing bonus. And even though it pales in comparison, Morgan Burnett received an $8.25 million signing bonus, something you and I, listening to this podcast, could never dream of, even though it pales in comparison to Rodgers and Matthews. And that's not to say, you know, others who probably signed, you know, lesser contracts last year as well. And, you know, of course, they're just their season salary counts into this as well. But that's why you saw the Packers saw a decrease in profit in the past fiscal year. It won't be so bad next year because they're not going to give out such huge signing bonuses now. I mean, I'm assuming I don't even know when the fiscal year technically begins and ends, but I'm thinking that, you know, the contract signed by Sam Shields will go towards next year's financial report when it's released a year from now, I'm assuming, depending on when the fiscal year falls. But, you know, that's the signing bonus paid to Sam Shields, you know, certainly isn't going to be equal to that signed by, you know, Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews and Morgan Burnett all combined, and, you know, throw Julius Peppers in there as well, along with Sam Shields, you know, two of the bigger signings this year. But still, you know, it's not going to be as bad next year. And, you know, you're probably going to see revenue continue to grow at a record pace. You know, just everything the Packers are doing just indicates, you know, it's everything that the Packers are doing indicates that revenue is going to continue to flow into the organization. You know, they're getting money not only from the 7,000 new seats. Now, you've seen here, we've mentioned it at Cheesehead TV, just next week, they're going to open up the expanded Packers Pro Shop, probably the best, you know, Pro Shop in all of the NFL. You know, they're just going to offer anything you could possibly want with a Packers logo on it. It's going to be there, and it's going to be huge. And it's going to be more accessible than it is in the past as part of this, you know, expansion taking place inside the Lambeau Field atrium. They're making the Hall of Fame more accessible. They're adding a new restaurant. Money is going to continue to pour in, you know, with these new television deals. CBS just signing this new contract in addition to renewing contracts that, you know, are coming from Fox and NBC and ESPN. This is going to generate, you know, national revenue for the team. So, I mean, the Packers are going to continue more than likely to, you know, continue their revenue on a record pace. And certainly if they have a good season, which I would expect they would, you know, as long as Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback of this team, they're going to be in contention for a playoff spot every season, and that only helps the Packers. You know, the more playoff games they host, the more money that brings in, and just, you know, it just ramps up excitement. And, you know, if they go on a run on the playoffs, especially if they reach the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl, you know, that's going to only get more people buying gear and T-shirts and hats and you name it. I see no end to the Packers' record revenue stream ending anytime soon. So that's good for the Packers, and things will even out with these player salaries over time. You know, Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews, the money paid to them is just going to, you know, they got the big signing bonus this year, but no more signing bonuses. Now they just receive the regular salary and, or any roster bonuses they get, things like that. So that's the skinny on the Packers financial report released yesterday on Thursday from the Green Bay Packers organization. One final note, and we just posted at the microblog this morning here at Cheesehead TV, just an interesting note. Dayton Jones, the former Packers first-round draft choice, trains with former UFC champion Chuck Liddell, doing some mixed martial arts training. As shared by Liddell on social media yesterday, shared a photo on Instagram of him training with the former Packers first-round draft choice last season, Dayton Jones. Cool, I guess. I don't have a whole lot of analysis on this, but, you know, Chuck Liddell is a big name in MMA. I personally don't get much into MMA. You know, I see it on television occasionally, and I know Chuck Liddell has kind of become, you know, almost the face of this sport as a former champion, and he's in commercials and, you know, see him on ESPN and all kinds of things like that. And, you know, it's just training. It certainly can't hurt for Dayton Jones to be doing this and can only help. You know, I've seen a lot over the years of players training with Jay Glazer doing MMA training during the offseason, especially this time of year before training camp start. Clay Matthews has done it in the past, and hey, Clay Matthews has done well for himself when he's been healthy. Now we just, you know, need Dayton Jones to stay healthy. That's what the Packers are hoping. Last year's rookie season kind of limited by an ankle injury. But, anyway, good for Dayton Jones training with Chuck Liddell here 2 weeks before the start of training camp. Exactly 2 weeks before players report. 2 weeks from today, here on a Friday, July 11th today. But, you know, folks, before we end here, what I wanted to do maybe for a couple shows here and is what I want to end with is a call to action. Here we have for you Railbird Central, the most frequently podcasted Packers podcast, internet-only podcast in existence. We're now at something, our 417th episode of Railbird Central. This is free of charge to you. There is no paywall at Cheesehead TV. There is no subscription rate at Cheesehead TV. These podcasts come to you free of charge. So in return, I would like a little call to action here and would like you to, if you would be so kind as to give us a rating on iTunes. Go to iTunes, just type in Cheesehead TV, just type in Railbird Central. I think type in Cheesehead TV. And you'll find our podcast listed there. Give us a rating. It helps us get out the word. It helps, you know, the higher rating we get, the better we look. By all means, don't feel obligated to give us 5 stars if you feel like we don't deserve it. But I'm assuming if you're listening to this show, a lot of you like it out there. So please help us get the word out in exchange for your free podcast, the 417 or so episodes worth. Give us a little rating. I'd appreciate it if you do that. And just, you know, make a brief comment and say how you like the show or something like that. That's all I ask for you for today. And maybe in future episodes, I'm going to try to give you a couple other calls to action. Like maybe go follow this person on Twitter or something like that. Something small. I'm not going to ask much from you. Something small. By all means, today, go to iTunes, give us a rating. And that'll be that. So thank you, everybody, so much for joining us here on the show this morning as we talk about Brett Favre, the Packers financial report, talk about Dayton Jones. We'll be back again on Monday, as we are every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here at CheeseheadTV.com, 8:30 a.m. Central Time, the live version of the show. Thank you, everyone who downloads the podcast as well. On behalf of Jamie Snowden, I'm Brian Caribou. We'll see you later, folks. Stay tuned to Cheesehead TV all week long for all your news needs. I leave you today with a song called Mauna Boa by String Cheese Incident on Psy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go Pack, go.